Thanks so much, Greg. I'm thrilled to be backstage with our wonderful soloist, Paul Jacobs. Paul, congratulations on a stunning and exciting first half.
Well, I certainly got a workout, but it was great fun.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Fred J. Cooper Memorial Organ and what it's like to play that particular instrument?
Well, organists, any organist would be delighted to play this great organ. There's a stage console, of course, which I'm using for the first half, and then the console up in the loft, which I'm going to use in the next part of the program for the Saint-Saëns. But this is a truly a mighty beast, a great musical machine that can just play about any repertoire. It has a wonderful array of color, and it feels very comfortable.
Let's just talk about that, Barber, for a second, and the Rouse Concerto. They both have moments of such beautiful string writing that's almost velvety, juxtaposed against your organ sound. Does that affect the way you play or your concept of sound at the instrument?
Oh, most certainly, especially the strings from the Philly Orchestra. You just don't get a more voluptuous sound and more energy. Barber, of course, wrote this work for the Philadelphia Orchestra, and he had that sound in his own ears. So I am inspired by it, and I register the organ. I prepare the tone colors specifically for this instrument and for this orchestra.
You have commissioned many works from composers for the organ. What was it about Christopher Rouse's work that drew you?
Christopher Rouse is one of the most important composers in the United States. I've always been captivated by his music, and he is a colleague at Juilliard, where we both teach. And so I've gotten to know Chris personally over the years. And it was just a matter of time before I asked if he'd be interested in writing a concerto, and he said, I will do it. And we heard tonight what it was all about. I think Chris succeeded brilliantly in his concerto for organ.
It's a striking work. It's a lot of fun to listen to for the audience. So many colors, and it's engaging from the first note to the last. It has a great narrative sweep, and he uses the color of the orchestra so brilliantly against the organ, just bright splashes of color. Was that fun to work with?
Yes, it was. And of course, it's all the more impressive for a non-organist to write such a great concerto. Chris would be the first to say, I don't know all that much about registration. I'm going to leave that to the organist. So we have to be really collaborators in this process. But, of course, he handled the orchestra as brilliantly as he always does, and I'd say he wrote a very idiomatic organ part, which is not easy to do, especially if one isn't an organist.
Now, you have had a tremendous mental and physical workout already in this concert, yet instead of going to take a nap, you are going to come back on stage in just a few minutes to play with the orchestra and Yannick Saint-Saëns' masterpieces, Organ Concerto. Why are you taking that upon yourself instead of letting somebody else play that organ part?
The sheer pleasure of being in the midst of the Saint-Saëns, I can't describe in words. I adore this work. It is a masterpiece. It deserves its place in the canon. And it's not the most demanding part for the organist. In fact, the Saint-Saëns will be considerably easier than the first half of this program has been. But I'm just going to enjoy the ride.
You had mentioned that you find the Organ Symphony of Saint-Saëns a very touching and personal and wonderful work. He dedicated it to Franz Liszt. Is there any significance in that, do you think?
Liszt was an organist in his own right. Many people don't know that, but he composed a very important body of organ music and some great music. And so that doesn't really surprise me.
Liszt being one of the great piano virtuosos of all time, I have to ask you, did the piano ever play a role in your life?
Yes, I adore the piano, and that was my first instrument, beginning at an early age of 5 years old and continuing it through my first year as a student at Curtis. And I still sit down to the piano. In fact, I bring much of my new organ music to the piano and start there before I take it to the organ.
What are some of your favorite piano pieces to play?
Well, I'm a lover of Mozart, a lover of Chopin. The piano literature really is so rich and impressive. It's really hard to compete with that, I think, for any instrument. I don't think I could narrow down a favorite. There's just too many of them.
And of course, Bach.
Of course, Bach.
Well, Paul Jacobs, it was such a thrill to speak with you. Congratulations, and we can't wait to hear what you do with the Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony.
I'm looking forward. Thank you.